This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything you would like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So there's much to discuss, of course. If you were tuned in last week, you know that we started the show with terrible news, and that was that five activists were arrested, liberty-loving people, arrested in Washington, D.C., for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Now, this was actually the second time this had happened. The first time was back in 2008, when a young lady was arrested for dancing at midnight on Thomas Jefferson's birthday at the Jefferson Memorial. She was there with Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and he wasn't with the CD Evolution Fund didn't exist at that time.
Right, he was the crasher-in-chief with Bureau Crash, wasn't he?
Correct. He was living in D.C. at the time. He then moved up to New Hampshire about a year ago as part of the Free State Project. And, of course, when we heard the news about what went down at the Jefferson Memorial last week with activists being arrested, in many cases very violently, by the park police there, one man body slammed, Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man.
Yeah, a veteran on Memorial Day.
Correct. Memorial Day weekend. But he was body slammed by the park police and then choked. So the video footage, of course, is all over at jeffersondanceparty.info, and I'm sure you can find it over on YouTube as well. But they scheduled another one of these dance parties today. Now, last week, there were five dancers. There were maybe about half a dozen people with video cameras, so there are plenty of angles that were capturing the action. But we were hoping that a lot more people would show up today. And I'm a little pessimistic when it comes to those Facebook events where it was over 3,000 people had said they were going to be there today. And I was hoping maybe they would get 5% of that. I thought that would be pretty cool. Like 5% would be awesome, 150 people there. 300 would be incredible, 10%.
Yeah, that sounds like a good number.
Incredible. And I would say from the footage I saw today, there were probably at least a few hundred people that came out. I was blown away. I didn't really expect what I saw. And this
is good news. And people need to understand that the dancing that went on last week was in direct response to a court case, the court case of the 2 years prior that the girl, well, it was actually a small group of activists, not even activists, people that were going to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday at the Jefferson Memorial at midnight on a Saturday, dancing to headphone music in their own expressive little way. The park police came out and said, "You gotta get out of here." Apparently this girl, what was her name?
Oh, I don't know, but Jason Talley does. He's with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's always good to have you, Jason. You're calling in from D.C. What was the young lady's name that was arrested back in 2008?
Brooke Overwetter, and we called her the Jefferson One. That was kind of a meme that was happening after she was arrested in 2008.
And the reason that she got arrested really wasn't dancing, although that's what she got arrested for. She got arrested for asking too many questions, because there were plenty of people dancing. She just asked some questions of the park police, and they didn't like it, and so they decided to arrest her.
Yeah, I guess she was being too inquisitive. She wasn't moving as fast as they would have liked, and so they used the force against her, and they put her in chains, and they put her against one of the columns there at the Jefferson Memorial.
And so then, again, five people arrested last week. This week, there was a lot of buzz around this, a lot of mainstream media covering the fact that the dance party was going to happen again. Many of those mainstream media pieces linking to the Facebook event. Lots of people, obviously, social networking and passing the word around about this. What did you expect, Jason, when you were going out there today as far as turnout?
I really had no idea. I mean, I wasn't really organizing or pushing people to show up. I just wanted to be able to capture whatever happened, and we also passed out some literature representing the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund and advertising Pork Fest as well, and they had song sheets, so we were hoping, you know, there'd be some dancing, some singing, but unfortunately, the police cleared the place. I took a lot of video.
Well, hold on. Before you get to that point in the story, when I got tuned into the stream, it was probably about 12:03, 12:04, and it started at high noon today. And you were streaming it over at jeffersondanceparty.info through your Tally TV. I believe it was your Ustream channel?
Exactly, yeah.
And so they had that featured up there on their website, and I was watching it, and I was blown away by how many people were attending this and were dancing and kind of walking around. They were kind of cycling around the center of the Jefferson Monument there, the Jefferson Memorial.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And,
it was epic.
Yes, it was epic, and I was blown away by the number of people, but it also went on for quite a while. I mean, it went on for a good 15 solid minutes before the police began to move in. So, I mean, up until the police came in, it was a decided win for the liberty activists.
Right, and then what you saw is they put gates around the entire memorial, and then they kept one small opening in the very beginning, and that's where they started pushing people out of that one small hole. I couldn't get back in, so I took over live streaming responsibilities, and I stood right there by that small gate, and I hope I did a good job of documenting it. But it was that was all the way around the memorial, and they were pushing people out. And, you know, some people were faster to get out than others. Somebody tonight at a gathering handed me an SD card that has, she says, has footage of the park police pushing an old woman. Mm. I haven't seen it yet, but, I mean, there's so many cameras out there today. I think more people will see these park police officers and hold them accountable.
Well, I don't know if they can be held accountable.
I don't know if they'll be accountable, but this was a devastating defeat for them. I mean, what happened was some people danced, they arrested somebody. Then some more people danced, and they threw some people on the ground and kind of roughed them up and put them in cuffs and drug them off and arrested them. Then, in response to that, hundreds of people came out and danced. And then they kind of pushed people out and, you know, clear out the memorial. Who knows what's going to continue to happen? I mean, it shows them that they're stepping up violence only causes more people, more activism.
Right, that's absolutely the case. But before we keep saying hundreds of people, I'm no expert at estimating crowd size. And you were actually there, Jason. What would you say as far as, obviously there were some people that weren't going to dance. They maybe were too concerned about being arrested. But of the people that were dancing, how many dancers would you say turned out today?
I would say under 50, maybe 40.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they were, you know, dancing around the memorial. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of spectators, many of them with cameras that were watching the events. Some people traveled from Ohio. Some people traveled from California.
Wow.
To be on that spot. And that's in addition to all the dance parties that were around the country and then around the world.
How many of the dancers from last week, the five that were arrested, how many of the five returned to dance a second time?
That's a great question. Every single one of them.
That's outstanding. So brave. Incredibly courageous on their parts, because the more arrests you get, the worse things typically get within the governmental system.
So most of these hundreds of people that we saw were, in fact, documenting it or just being there for the action kind of thing.
I saw a lot of people that were supportive. Of course, I heard from some people that weren't so supportive. But,
oh, really?
You know, we're actually...
Were there counter-protesters there?
No, there was a couple people with blogs that were pretty forceful in their position. I mean, there's a lot of hate for Code Pink or Code Cash in Russia today.
Hmm.
So you had some people that wanted to make that point.
Interesting.
But other than that, I was so amazed with the amount of support. Last night, actually, we were in DuPont. And there's a crowd surrounding, and like there's a lawyer that showed up and gave legal advice, and then there were all these different speakers. But I really found them all to be great allies and just really supportive. And then you show up today at the dance party, and people had really great things to say. A lot of them were they still look at the Constitution as their savior, but I think that they do believe in limited government, and they wanted to show that something as simple as dancing. Shouldn't require the violence of the state with like a body slam or a chokehold. I mean, people just see that as ridiculous.
Jason, do you have time to tell us more from what happened today?
Yeah, we have Kokesh here, and I know Hannah wanted to talk also.
Oh, cool. We'll definitely get some different perspectives here in a moment. More coming up here in just a bit. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you were on the ground today in D.C. You want to give us your perspective. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing FREEFOODNOW on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. We've got different ways for you to interact there. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and a whole lot of trolls over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in just a couple few weeks, Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. It's put on by the Free State Project, and it's done every single year. It may be the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and you should be there. If you love freedom, that is. We've been talking with Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. I know that Jason will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I know Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man is also attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Ed, who has organized the D.C. Dance Party, is going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. John Kurtz from Orlando, the guy that's doing all kinds of civil disobedience down there, I mean, he's going to be attending the Pork Fest. This is going to be like the civil disobedience mecca for all the people from around the country to come to and hang out, have a good time, socialize, and maybe strategize and plan for what's coming next, because there's always something coming next. You can go to porkfest.com. It's not just about civil disobedience. It's about fun and being together with other like-minded individuals. Of course, there's going to be the political crowd will be there as well. It's a huge movement. The Liberty Movement spans all across the activist spectrum, and well, I guess when I say the Liberty Movement does that, we're starting to see more civil disobedience spreading out throughout the country, which I am a huge fan of. That's why I'm involved with the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and Mark, you're on the board of directors with me and a few great folks, including Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, who's a big sponsor of this program, and Jason Talley. I don't know if Jason's still with us on the phone here, but there is one phone down in D.C., and we're going to be sharing it here between a few of the folks that were down at the D.C. Dance Party today. But everybody can go to porkfest.com to get registered, save 20% with our coupon code FREETALKLIVE. Run all the words together, take out the spaces. You'll save 20% on your Porkfest registration. PORCFEST.com. Everything from family fun activities to parties to agorism in action. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. Who do we have on the phone right now?
Yeah, this is Jason. And hey, Jason. I wanted to find out about the rust I heard about in Manchester.
Oh, yeah. Not good news coming. There's great news out of D.C. today. No arrests that I'm aware of. But in Manchester, there have been several arrests of liberty activists for, I guess, having a protest outside of the Manchester police station. People have been arrested and charged with everything from, I think, criminal mischief. That's a new arbitrary charge. They've never heard that one before, so not sure what they're alleging. Also, refusal to provide identification. People have been arrested for this. And not only have they been arresting people, but they've been going up to all the camera people and confiscating all their cameras, claiming that they have evidence. So it's an incredible police state crackdown today in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I heard. That's awful. I hope people are communicating online and trying to find out what exactly is going on.
Yeah,
and,
well, as we learn more, I know that Pete Nademo had been arrested from LibertyOnTour.com, and I know at least another two activists have been arrested, multiple cameras confiscated. As soon as we can get somebody to talk about it, give us the inside scoop, we certainly will. But let's focus on the positive right now. Washington, D.C., where tremendous amounts of people came out today. Now, you said maybe about 50 dancers today, but how many people came out in support, do you think?
I would say that under 300 people showed up.
Yeah, I saw at least 300 people.
Impressed. Yeah, I really liked the amount of support that of people. But, you know, a lot of people, they were dancing for a while, and they would stop, you know. And some people, you know, would dance around Jefferson, which I thought was neat. But then they would just walk out, but then, like I said, they fenced off the entire area, and then those people that maybe weren't moving fast enough, they pushed them out in some instances. And so, you know, they wanted everybody to comply, but they wanted to shut down the memorial for I don't know what their point was.
Oh, right. You asked one of the cops why he was shutting down, why they were shutting down the memorial. Of course, he had no answer. I mean, what's he going to say?
You're dancing. Got to shut it
down. Yeah, I haven't been able to hear any official statements. Hopefully, the media will contact the Park Service or anybody, an activist, and ask that question. You know, why did you shut down the Jefferson Memorial today? I guess they'll come up with some official statement. But
it won't answer the question, I can assure you.
Right. So it was. I would say it was generally a win today. I mean, the huge amount of people turning out, that's a huge success on its own. The amount of civil disobedience, essentially amplifying by 10. You went from 5 people dancing last week to 50.
Essentially forcing the authorities to use less violence in dealing with people. I mean, nobody got body slammed to the ground and put in a chokehold.
Were there any arrests today at all, Jason?
Not that I know of. Actually, you know, on the way out, and I don't have much good video of this, but I saw this guy in civilian clothing that was hanging out with a SWAT team, and I was talking to the SWAT team a little bit earlier today, and I asked them what kind of special weapons they brought and what kind of tactics they're going to use against the dancers, but they didn't want to answer.
Of course
not. But this one guy, he was walking out, and I asked him, was everybody peaceful today? And he's like, I don't want to answer that question. I said, did you witness any violence today? And he said, everybody was peaceful. You know, no violence was committed today.
Aside from the cops pushing people.
Yeah, well, he doesn't recognize that because they were wearing badges.
Right.
I was really impressed with the way everybody treated. And I got up there and I spoke, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody cleaned up after themselves because we were handing out the song sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. Park Police, they brought horses on the scene. And the horses defecated on the Jefferson Memorial.
Wow.
And so I encouraged them, if they could clean up after their horses, I think that would probably be in the best respect for Thomas Jefferson.
So you started the original dance party in 2008, and did you ever expect it to go like this?
Of course not. I thought I would put earbuds in, play a song of my choice, and maybe have one dance. I was going to maybe spend 20 minutes at the Jefferson Memorial that night. And then my friend got arrested, and a lot of people came to her support, and she went through the legal process, and that didn't achieve justice. That had a man in robes say it is okay for law enforcers to harm people, and we saw what happened with the chokehold and the body slam against somebody just for dancing. I shouldn't laugh, because
it's so absurd. It's so absurd.
Right.
I mean, sometimes the only thing you can do at this, with these police state tactics is to laugh at them, uncomfortably laugh at them. Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, when are you guys coming back to New Hampshire?
I'll probably be there midweek. Rob Mayer, he's been with us, and he's been doing just a great job. He took so much great video today and helped with the live stream. But he'll be back in a couple days. I think Robin Mazingo was talking about some kind of dance party in Central Square in Keene that I would love to attend. It's great. I like this kind of activism,
right.
The whole singing and the dancing.
Well, we hope to have you back here as soon as possible. Obviously, there's a lot going down up here in New Hampshire with multiple arrests today. And, of course, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund was set up to assist the activists who have come to the same place to get active. And that is, of course, here in New Hampshire. But it's great that we were able to send you down there, because it was basically the CD Evolution Fund that sent a carload of liberty activists from New Hampshire all the way down there to get active at the D.C. dance protest today and to document and to spread the word about what's happening up here, and you guys sound like you did a really great job at that too, in addition to helping with the dance party, so thanks for that.
Well, thanks very much. I mean, I thought the whole thing represented what we're doing in New Hampshire well, and the Civil Disobedience Evolution.
There's more coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Honey Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll let you bring up anything you want, though. Right now, we're focusing on the D.C. dancing party that happened today. Incredible success. Although some people are saying it wasn't a success. We'll get into some of the controversy here maybe in a little bit. Of course, we'll take your calls. 800-259-9231. We'll get right back here and actually talk to Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man in just a moment.
You hear ads for gold and sometimes silver all over the radio and even on television sometimes. But you never know what the best price is. It's like investing in anything. You got to buy low when, you know, it's time to buy, and then sell high when it's time to sell. Check out gold.freetalklive.com. I've handpicked some gold pieces there. I felt that it was confusing going with these companies. I felt like they wouldn't allow me to compare apples to apples and really find out what the best prices are. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. There's some common gold and silver pieces there. You can call the other companies and ask them for their rates. We are confident that these rates are some of the best that are available to you on the internet, at least without all kinds of research and things like that. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to go right back here to your calls and your thoughts, specifically on the D.C. dance party. The third one happened today. It blew up to, I would say, far more than 10 times the original, the size from last week. There were hundreds of people in attendance. And many of them, dozens of them, were actually dancing in violation, direct violation of a man in a robe who said that those things can be prohibited. And there is a prohibition on dancing and speeching, speechifying and all kinds of things that aren't just standing silently, I guess, at this Jefferson Memorial and other memorials around Washington, D.C. And Adam Kokesh is with us from Adam vs. the Man, AdamVsTheMan.com, TV show that you host every single night of the week, Adam. And obviously that's a lot of work. You may be the hardest working man in liberty-oriented media right now.
Whoa, well, that's quite a title. I certainly appreciate it.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, man.
Thanks.
Obviously, you were body slammed last week. Things were a little less violent on the police's part today, but nonetheless, they still did force people out of the Jefferson Memorial. Would you say that today was a win?
Well, I danced where I wanted to. I danced for as long as I wanted to, and I did not get body slammed, and I did not get choked, and I did not get kneed in the ribs, and I did not get aggressed against in any way. So I would say it was a victory for me, and I think for a lot of people who were there and were empowered by what happened today and were empowered by their own act of disobedience, it was a huge victory. And I would just say to all the people who might be unsatisfied with the outcome today, if Adam Kokesh having the space to dance around the Jefferson Memorial wasn't enough for you, then go out and engage in the next important act of civil disobedience and make some real change for yourselves and for everybody else in this country who so desperately needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. How many of the people who are critiquing what happened in D.C. today have actually gotten involved and done some of their own civil disobedience or their own non-cooperation? So thanks for pointing that out. What did you want to share with us? Because it's not over, is it? There's something else going on here tonight, right?
That's right. We are having a town hall at Thomas Jefferson's this evening to discuss what happened today, not just here in D.C., but throughout the world. We had solidarity events, some actually involving their own specific acts of civil disobedience, like in New York,
really?
Where they protested at Central Park a noise ordinance that was shutting down some street musicians. So they went to protest that specifically, and it wasn't a dance party as much as it was a noise party to celebrate music at a specific public space. So we're going to go over some of that, talk about what happened. There were events in 34 cities in 22 states today, at least that we know of, and in 27 different countries all over the world. There was even a group in New Delhi, India. I mean, the list is, I put it in a note on my Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out. It's really been amazing to see how this has caught on and how people have been inspired by something as simple as saying, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to take a body slam without getting back up and standing up and asserting my rights. And I'm just honored that so many other people were touched by what was fun and important to me as a way of addressing this and staring the police state down. And that's what we did today. And they blinked first. And I would consider that a major victory. But
I think so.
It's a small step. You know, really, the freedom to dance, you know, it really shocked a lot of people that it came down to fighting for that here today, to be able to dance where you want, to be able to regulate your own body movements in a place where you are entirely legally allowed.
Hey, whatever it takes, man, I'm glad it came down to something, because we've asked the question before, is what is it going to take for you, and I mean anybody listening, for you to get active? What is it going to take? How far does the police state have to go?
The government grows every single year. It gets bigger and bigger. It tramples on more rights of more citizens every single year, and one really has to ask oneself, what's it take for you? I mean, you're already taking your shoes and belts off at the airport. You're already letting strangers grope your kids. What's it going to take?
Well, I think this was the wall for a lot of people. I think the state hit a wall when they said, you can't dance here, and if you do, you will be body slammed and choked. And at that point, there was a pushback, and this is the start of a pushback. And it's not that we accomplish anything that is going to make people freer in and of itself today and overturning some petty regulation at a memorial, a big pile of stone and a statue of metal that in and of itself holds no ability to make us any more free except in what it inspires in us. And that was the great thing about doing this at the Jefferson Memorial, is because it had that symbolism of it. It had that impact, and it had that effect, and it had that meaning for a lot of people that have inspired them to engage at the next level. And that's what our meeting tonight is about. We're calling it Town Hall at Thomas Jefferson's. We're going to be out front hanging out, having a little discussion, a little open mic time, talking about the next phase, talking about what people want to do next, what the next act of civil disobedience is, where we go to push back. And, you know, when you hit the wall and you start and you're in the process of reversing course of something that has momentum, there is a point where you stop and there is a point where you turn. And that might be where we are with this, or where, and not with this event, not to overplay the significance of this, but where we are in not just American history, but in our history of as a species, and what we have done over the last several hundred years with what we have called government, the organized violence of government, the organized exploitation by force of people at the hands of the violence of the state. And so I think really at that, in that sense, the way that our generation, you know, really those of us who grew up with the internet and have it hardwired a certain way, the millennials who have no tolerance for problems that only exist for lack of information, the promise of our generation is that all of the things that government has convinced our parents' generation that they needed the government for, that we needed systems of force and violence to accomplish, we will find the ways to accomplish all of them peacefully, nonviolently, through voluntary cooperation, through the free market of ideas and voluntary exchange, and we will be the generation that wielded the internet and took down government.
Wow, brilliantly said, and I really like the point that you made. It's similar to something that I've said on the air before about how a lot of the critics of civil disobedience will say, well, you guys aren't changing anything, but they're only looking at it from the perspective of politics and electoral success and passing bills and such. So, yeah, the rules didn't change today, but the way they were enforced absolutely did, because they backed down. As you said, the cops blinked. You guys had 15 minutes of straight dancing and fun until the cops finally came in there. And it's a personal success story for each and every one of those 50 or so people that came out there today to engage in civil disobedience. Every time somebody engages in civil disobedience or non-cooperation, they're making a stand that is very personal and very important and risky. And whenever somebody can take a risk like that and make a stand for liberty and for what they believe in, that on its own, even if whether they get arrested or not or whatever happens after that point, whether the law changes or not, that on its own is a personal empowerment, and that inner success is unquantifiable.
Absolutely.
Hey, Adam, I know there's one more person there, a young lady that would like to talk. Is that right?
Yes, I'll put her on the phone right now.
Thanks for coming on. AdamVersusTheMan.com. That's Adam Kokesh's website, and he's Adam Kokesh. Great guy. Looking forward to seeing him at Pork Fest here in just a few weeks. Thanks, dude. More coming up here. We'll talk to another individual from the D.C. protest, and, of course, we'll talk to you as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50-plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50-plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And those features on the site, we give them to you. And if you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then you can voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $3 per month. And what we do is we take that money and reinvest it into getting into more people's ears all around the world through new great radio affiliates, as well as internet outreach, advertising like on Google, for instance, to bring new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it, to get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcast and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month and do it for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. Sometimes I like to go to LibertyStickers.com, just look through all the stickers and see the amusing sayings. Some are poignant. Some are amusing. Go check them out for yourself, LibertyStickers.com.
So, by the way, just to kind of recap for those of you just tuning in, the D.C. dance party happened again today at the Jefferson Memorial. It happened last week. The police made violent arrests of about 5 activists who were dancing. Today, there were dozens of people there dancing and a couple hundred people there supporting them. It was an incredible scene. It was streamed live over at jeffersondanceparty.info. I imagine the replay of that stream may be available, but I haven't checked into that myself. I'm sure lots of videos going to be coming out because a lot more people were there today with cameras. I haven't had the time to go and look for them, but I imagine just searching for Jefferson Dance Party in D.C. will probably come up with stuff. And, of course, again, JeffersonDanceParty.info. We've had Jason Talley on from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, who traveled all the way down from New Hampshire to appear at this, which is appropriate because he actually started the whole thing back in 2008 when the original one happened. So it's kind of nice to have it come around full circle in that way. And lots of other people were there, and they want to share their thoughts. Of course, you're welcome to share yours at 800-259-9231. Hannah is with us. Hannah, you are a young lady from the Northeast who went down there. You've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival a number of times, and you're also a talented musician, and I believe you wrote a song for this particular occasion.
Oh yeah. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I did write a song, and in fact, we handed out flyers today at the dance party with song lyrics, this new song. It's based off of the Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, mm-hmm. and it's called State Free Dance. And so we got about 600 flyers, we got them printed, and we handed them out today. And I didn't know this was going to happen, but at some point after the dancing, everyone gathered on the stairs outside of the memorial, and they started playing my song, and they had a microphone. And so I got up there, and I was singing it with the recording. And everyone had song lyrics, and they were singing along, and it was like one of the coolest things I've ever experienced.
That is amazing.
And I wasn't planning to draw much attention to myself because I'm not interested in getting arrested right now, mm-hmm. so I didn't dance today, but I was just so inspired by, all the activity that was going on and all the people that were there. And what I think is really cool is that there are so many people there with different ideologies. There were anarchists, there were even socialists there and constitutionalists, but they were all singing the song with really like anarchist lyrics,
yeah.
subversive lyrics.
Volunteers lyrics,
so cool.
I love it. That's great. So what else did you experience today? I mean, any interesting discussions with people? I mean, was the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, the flyers, were they well received by folks?
Oh, yeah. Just about everyone I offered flyers to took them. Some people didn't want them, but I didn't push it on them. Yeah, people were interested. Some people asked me what was going on, and I think a lot of people were drawn to it who didn't know about the event prior, like tourists. And there would have been even more people there. There were, like, at least 200, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
But there would have been even more, except they set a blockade around the memorial so people couldn't get in.
Really? So after mm-hmm. some people had gotten in, they then were keeping people out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when everyone was exiting at the end, they were, like, they were herding us out like cattle. Mm. They had a gate all around, and they had this little exit way that we all had to go through.
How appropriate.
It's very strange.
That is probably how they feel, you know, some of the government people feel about us is, we're just we're just animals being extracted from.
The governments throughout history up to this point have essentially used people as livestock. They milk you for your tax money, and then, that's essentially what they do. It's not like they actually take care of you. They may do some things to take care of you, but if they really were taking care of you, they'd guarantee their services like things happen in the marketplace.
So what else, was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Well, speaking of milking us for our tax money, it was kind of interesting. Everyone there was really dehydrated and thirsty, and they have closed the memorial. And so I wanted to go in and just refill my water bottle, but the cops wouldn't let me. Then as I was walking out, there were cops, and they had this big bin with water, like cold, ice-cold water. And we were asking if we could have some, and of course they wouldn't let us, even though it's, our tax money that pays for it.
Yeah, exactly. Us versus them. Hannah, thanks for coming on and sharing that tonight.
Yeah.
And what's your website, by the way, so people can go and check out your music?
I have a brand new website, thanks to Jason Talley and Rob Nair. It's hannahhoffman.net.
Hannahhoffman.net.
And my song is on there, so you can hear it.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
I really appreciate hearing from you and everybody else out there in D.C. I'm glad it was a successful day. TSA George, who is actually kind of a man on the inside, he was out at the D.C. dance party, and he's with us as well. Hello, TSA George.
Yes, I was. Oh, yeah, it was about, 200, right around there, people. But, yeah, as Hannah said, they closed it off. Like, you can only get in from the back. You had to loop around and the whole thing. And they even had a bus out there probably prepared to a lot of us into it, they started cracking heads. I saw that as we were leaving.
Hmm. Did you have your TSA uniform on?
No.
What would have happened if you had gotten arrested? What would have happened if you'd had a TSA uniform on, danced, and were arrested and videotaped getting arrested? Would you get fired?
Oh, absolutely. I'd probably get fired before I even got to the police station.
Wow.
right there. Oh, my right.
So you were incognito. You were just regular George today. What else did you see that you thought was worth sharing?
Aside from all the horse poo that they, right there, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's. I was pointing out that's poetic right there. They're going to. They don't even clean it up.
Right, so dancing at the memorial is disrespectful, but having your horse's crap all over the place is apparently just, that's A-okay.
Yeah, I was one of the people dancing there, too. I was like, oh, my, yes, I was. I danced. In fact, I was doing this, you know that Russian-Soviet-style high kick dance?
I'm sure somebody appreciated that.
Yeah, I was doing that with Adam Kokesh right there.
Very nice.
I was doing that for a little bit. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I posted a video on that. The video quality is not that good. Well, picture quality is good, but I was trying to dance while holding the camera, so you see a lot of shaking.
A lot of happy people today. I mean, people were, it was watching the live stream. It's not the highest of resolutions, but people were jubilant. They were having a good time. When did it all kind of wrap up? I mean, obviously the cops kind of came in after about 15 minutes and slowly started pushing people out.
It was like 20 minutes, really, almost, yeah. And they started out slowly, yeah, very slowly pushing us out this very one, very close, like, narrow gate, pretty much. And I was like, how do you expect me to push it? And they're like, keep moving, sir. And I'm like, what? I can't just knock these people down. And then it's like, you shut up on that one. But, yeah, everyone's just, like, slowly pushing. There were still some people behind the cops, like one, a couple of stragglers dancing behind it. That was real cute.
I was surprised they didn't get arrested either. Yeah, I saw some of that on the video. And, of course, our own Meg McLean was there. She's down visiting somebody in the area, and so she made it out there today. Meg, who is frequently on the show with us here
on
weeknights.
She made a big splash about 6 months ago by getting harassed by the TSA down in Miami.
Right, she was there.
Yeah, you could see on RT tonight on RT. They show her at the end of the clip there.
Cool. Is it the clip where she's in front of the cop? Like, there's this hulking stone face cop standing right there with his sunglasses on, and she is just shimmying right in front of him.
No. The clip RT shows was her dancing with the other people.
Yeah, there's one point where in Jason's video when they were streaming it live, where she was just for a few minutes just dancing right there in front of that cop, which really was like, yeah, you know, she's from New Hampshire. She's an experienced civil disobedient right there, right on the front lines.
Yeah.
Hey, TSA George, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you soon at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're coming this year, right?
Yep.
Right on, man. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. More coming up here. Hour 2, plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Also want to welcome our brand-new affiliates, Extreme Talk, XM165. They came on last weekend. They're now on all weekend long, so they're taking us Saturday and Sunday. WKZO up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, both on the AM and the FM side, as well as WAVH-FM in Mobile, Alabama. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners in those areas. And anybody else that might have found us through perhaps the D.C. dance party today and any other channels, welcome aboard. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. You don't have to talk about the dance party. You can bring up anything. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.